Report: NBA owners have more than $10 billion invested in Red China. By Warner Todd Houston on May 19, 2022. Not only does the NBA and its various owners have more than $10 billion invested in genocidal Red China, one NBA owner is even deep in bed with a company on the U.S. sanctions list, according to a review of the league's interests published by ESPN. In its May 19 article, ESPN notes that the NBA has finally been restored to Chinese television after a two-year hiatus as the communist nation's leaders punished the league because one of its team managers voiced support for the pro-democracy movement in Hong Kong. A look at ESPN's article shows precisely why the National Basketball League lost its collective mind when former Rockets manager Daryl Morey had the audacity to post a short tweet in October of 2019 that was supportive of the pro-democracy movement that China was brutally oppressing in Hong Kong. Former Houston Rockets general manager Daryl Morey, Getty Images. With his support for a people longing to be free, Morey put in jeopardy the billions of dollars the NBA invested in the most inhuman and oppressive nation on earth. That is why as soon as Morey tweeted, "Fight for freedom. Stand with Hong Kong," the NBA erupted in fury that Morey would dare say something that could upset the league's billions of dollars in deals with the Red Chinese. And LeBron James was one of those who went into a rage over Morey's support of freedom. Early on, James spoke out against Morey and called him uneducated about the situation in Hong Kong. Though he never bothered to elucidate just what Morey was missing about China's brutal crackdown on Hong Kong residents. Morey was quickly forced to apologize for hoping to support a democratic movement and was almost fired and barred from the NBA for life because he endangered the NBA's money. With that history illuminated, ESPN tracked down some of the investments that NBA owners have in Red China. Heat owner Mickey Arison, for example, has more than $375 million invested in China with his collaboration with China State Shipbuilding Corporation, a company that is working with Arison's Carnival Cruise Business and a co. that is deeply connected to the Chinese military. In other words, Arison is deep in bed with a company that is building warships for the Chinese military, ships intended to destroy America's Navy, and ships that Chinese leaders intend to use to invade U.S. ally Taiwan. The Chinese company is also on a list of those sanctioned by the U.S. government. Meanwhile, hypocrite Arison claims to be a human rights activist. We here at Breitbart Sports have already reported on Nets owner Zhou Tsai. Tsai's company, Alibaba, has a troubling habit of funding the companies developing the technology to track, record, and control China's inhabitants. China has the most advanced, inhuman surveillance state ever created. And the NBA's favorite team owner has helped China build the infrastructure to create that oppressive regime. Tsai, who also owns WNBA's New York Liberty and the San Diego Seals of the National Lacrosse League, is worth $8.5 billion, mostly from his Amazon-esque company Alibaba, headquartered in Hangzhou, China, with a revenue of over $700 billion per year. Brooklyn Nets owner Zhou Tsai, Sarah Steyer/Getty Images. Then there is Kings co-owner Paul Jacobs, who has more than 30% of his net worth linked to business in China, ESPN added. With his investment in tech company Qualcomm, it is estimated that Jacobs has about a $140 million exposure in Red China. Next up, ESPN found that Memphis Grizzlies owner Robert Parra's stake in Asian Wireless Co. Ubiquity finds him invested in China to the tune of $369 million. So many other owners are also neck-deep in genocidal China. Rockets owner Tillman Fertitta's restaurant chain totals $160.3 million exposure in China. Charlotte Hornets co-owner Michael Jordan has $85 million in exposure. And 76ers owner Joshua Harris has $476.5 million at risk in China. These owners and their personal investments are only added to the $5 billion the NBA has invested in the communist giant. All this explains why the NBA and the NBA's owners refuse to criticize a country that imprisons Christians and other members of minority religions, brutally oppresses political opposition, arrests, jails, and enslaves its Uyghur minority population, and maintains the most oppressive and intrusive mass surveillance state in human history. Meanwhile, they nearly daily call America racist, disparage our history, and work to undermine our traditions and government. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.